Very excited, but nerves as usual. It's a whole new group of kiddos.
Veteran teacher Kara Flanagan says that even with coming back to Elsie Rogers Elementary for the seventh year, she still has some nerves.
We're nervous as well. This is a new year for us.
First-year teacher Amanda Stonerock agrees.
We had a back-to-school night last night, and I got to meet some of my students. They would say that they were nervous, mm-hmm. and I'd be like, yeah, I am too. And I think that made them feel better to know, like, you know, we're on the same page.
Flanagan likes to read her students a book all about those first day nerves.
There's a book called First Day Jitters, and I've read it to my kids every year that I've been teaching. The character is, you know, doesn't want to get out of bed, is hiding under the covers, fights getting ready, getting dressed, getting in the car to go to school, and then at the end of the book you find out it's the teacher that's fighting the whole time. It's not one of the students.
Stonerock says she wants her classroom to be a welcoming environment.
I am making my classroom like a second home. So when students come in, they'll feel comfortable and cozy.
In regard to having a work-life balance while teaching, Flanagan says that's important.
Definitely don't forget that, you know, you do have a life outside of teaching, because it's definitely a career path that requires your heart. And you have to just, you know, remind yourself sometimes to reserve a part of your heart for, you know, your life outside of here.
With their classroom set up and their students coming in this morning, both Flanagan and Stonerock are ready to dominate this school year. Amelia Lee, MNC News.